请大家打开哥林多前书第十五章。
Please turn your Bibles to First Corinthians chapter 15.
今天是复活节，我们要讲复活的真理。
Today is Resurrection Sunday, and today we will talk about the truth of that resurrection.
所以你打开这个哥林多前书第十五章，我们要今天跟大家略看十五章。当然里面有很多真理，我们没有办法一个一个的讲，不过我们只是点到为止来，但是主要给大家看复活的真理。
Today we will be looking at the entire chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we will do this as an overview, and we will not be stopping to look into the details, but we will be seeing the entire picture of this chapter.
所以我们在看我们不会开始的时候念，我们会在讲到每一点的时候我们才念那一段经文。
We'll be reading through the chapter as we arrive at the different parts.
但是如果你打开哥林多前书，你会看到我稍微提整本整章的哥林多前书十五章就是在讲复活。
And you will see as we look through this entire chapter that it is entirely devoted to the resurrection of Christ.
你看第三节，
Look at verse 3.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是耶稣基督是照着圣经为我们的罪死，又埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
It says, For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. Verse 4, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, in accordance with the scriptures.
所以这里讲复活。
So here we're talking about resurrection.
你看第十二节。
Look at verse 12.
既传基督是从死里复活，怎么有人在你们中间说没有死人复活的事呢？
Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
所以你看到这边他又在讲复活了。
Again, he's talking about resurrection.
那么第二十节，基督已经从死里复活，就成为睡了之人之初熟的果子，就是说耶稣是第一个从复活的果子。
Verse 20 says, But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, meaning he is the first one to have been resurrected.
你看三十五节，
Look at verse 35.
或有人问，死人是怎么样复活呢？带着什么身体呢？
It says, but someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come?
所以你看到又是在讲复活了。
Once again, we're talking about resurrection.
你看四十二节。
Look at verse 42.
死人的复活是这样的，保罗在解释死人复活是怎么一回事情。
And Paul here is explaining what resurrection means. And he says here, so is it with the resurrection of the dead.
来，你再看第五十二节下半段，你看到这个就是在一霎时眨眼之间号筒末次吹响的时候，死人要复活，要成为不朽坏的。
In verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed.
所以你看到整章都是在讲复活。
Do you see that the entire chapter talks about resurrection?
但是最重要的一段经文呢，是在23到26节。
But the most important part of this chapter is in verse 23 to verse 26.
你看第二十三节，但个人是按照自己的次序复活。
It says, but each in his own order.
你看到这里讲到复活，将来我们也要复活，它有一个次序。初熟的果子是基督，以后再来的是那些属基督的，再后 then 这再后的末期，所以这边有一个次序。
So you'll see that there seems to be a sequence. We see that there is Christ is the first fruits of this resurrection. And then he says, and then comes, and there is an order of it.
所以我要告诉大家，整章十五章哥林多前书都在讲复活。
My point to you here is that the entire chapter of 1 Corinthians 15 is about the resurrection of Christ.
很多我们当中有很多人又怕黑，又怕蛇，又怕蟑螂，但是你最怕的呢，就是死亡。
There are many amongst us who are afraid of the dark, who are afraid of, say, snakes or roaches, but the thing that we fear the most is death.
那么我们感谢主，在我们当中有一些人啊，包括安迪苏珍，以前没有信主的时候什么都怕，但是信主之后什么都不怕。
Yet there are some of us, and we thank God for them, who are amongst us, who before they came to know the Lord were afraid of everything, and now they're not afraid of anything.
因为我们靠着耶稣基督已经得胜了，五十七节。
Because in Jesus we have victory.
所以在第54节他说死已经被圣吞灭了，一说最后的死亡呢，神的得胜呢，连死亡也要得胜了。
And we see here in verse 54, it says, death is swallowed up in victory. And that means at the very end, even death has been killed.
今天很多人怕死。
Today, a lot of people are afraid of dying.
但是基督徒不应该怕死。
But as Christians, we shouldn't be afraid of dying.
我们的目标，我们要看超越死亡。
We need to look beyond death.
因为我们基督徒是有永生的盼望。
Because as Christians, we have an eternal hope.
我知道年纪大的人，包括我自己哈，年纪呢，很多人告诉我明天会更好，我绝对不相信人不会比明天更好，因为我在走下坡。
Those of us who are more advanced in years, such as myself, we don't believe the phrase that tomorrow will be better because we know that.We are on a downward slope, and tomorrow will only get worse.
那么我们有时候做人呢，很多时候很害怕死亡。
As people, as men, we are constantly afraid of that day that we die.
当我们生病的时候，我们求人为我们祷告。
When we are ill, when we're sick, we ask people to pray for us.
那么我们每次都为他们祷告，那么感谢主医治他们。
And as we pray for them, we thank God that God has healed those people.
我们非常感恩，我们很开心。但是呢，是不是每一次你祷告，你一定会好呢？
And of course, as we see the prayers being answered, we're happy. But is it true that each time we pray for healing, God answers?
啊，因为如果每一次我们祷告，他都会好，这个人不会死的。
Because each time we pray for healing and God heals this person, then this person will never die.
但是我要告诉大家，有一天我们所有的人，包括我自己，都会土归土，灵魂归赐灵魂的神。
But one day, every one of us, including myself, will die, and we will dust will return to dust, and spirit will return to God.
但是我们不是没有盼望，我们是满有盼望，因为我们知道永生这一回事情。
But it is not that we are without hope; we are full of hope because we know there is eternal life.
所以我们知道，就算离开我们的人，我们知道有把握，有一天我还会见到他。
And even if there are people amongst us who leave us, we know that one day we will see them again.
所以我们应该有这个盼望。
And so we should have that hope.
是的，我们很不舍得我们在地上的亲戚朋友、我们的家人、我们的弟兄姐妹。不过这一个是无可避免，有一天我们所有的人都要离开。但是我们不是没有盼望，所以我们在预备自己在天上的时候再见。
Now, obviously, we'll be sad when people leave us. But one day we know we will see them again, and it is not that we do not have hope. One day we will see them.
所以我们的盼望是在天上，不是在地上。
Our hope is in heaven and not on this earth.
所以你看，在我要大家看第十九节。
So I want you to take a look at verse 19.
这边很多经文可以讲，但是我们其实我们如果好好讲十五章，可能要讲十堂。
Now there are many things that we can say in chapter 15, and if we truly wanted to dig into the details, we could have a 10-part series.
但是呢，我们今天只是要给大家看到那个复活的重点。
But today what we really want to do is just to give you an overview of this resurrection.
所以我们的盼望是在永恒，在将来，是在永生。
Our hope is in the future. It is in eternal life.
你看第十九节。
Look at verse 19.
我们若靠着基督只在今生有指望，我们就算是比众人更可怜了。
Paul says, if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we of all people are most to be pitied.
今天很多成功神学 prosperity gospel 到处都是，到处都，你一定要成功，你今天的生活最重要。我告诉你，不是的。你看希伯来书十一章，有很多信主的人是凄凄惨惨戚戚的死的，主耶稣也是钉十字架，但是他们有盼望，就在天上，不是在地上。
A lot of churches today preach the prosperity gospel, and they tell you that if you believe, you will be successful. But that is not true, because if you look through Hebrews 11 and you look at the fathers of the faith, many of them died in dire circumstances, and so did Jesus.
但是他们有盼望在天上,
but their hope is in heaven.
我们的盼望不在经上, 今生,
our hope is not in the present.
你们如果只靠耶稣基督, 只在今生有指望,
if in Christ we have hope in this life only, he says, we are of all people most to be pitied.
不是的,
no, we have the hope of resurrection.
你看第32节,
look at verse 32.
如果我们没有复活呢, 死人如果没有复活呢, 我们就吃吃喝喝, 因为明天都要死了。
It says, what do I gain if, humanly speaking, I fought beasts at Ephesus, if the dead are not raised? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
所以我们弟兄姐妹, 你说, 因为在这个哥林多教会里面有一些人呢, 跟一些不信主的人, 或者跟一些, 假先知在一起, 结果他们说, 没有复活的事情。
We see that in the Corinthian church, the believers mingled with people who were bad influences, and they started to believe them and say, no, there's no such thing as the resurrection.
特别是撒都该人说没有复活这件事情，我们今天只要注意现在，不用管将来。
Especially the Sadducees who did not believe in the resurrection, and they said, there's no resurrection, let us live and drink and be merry.
保罗说，如果死人不活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，我们就快快乐乐吧，管他明天，明天都要死了。
Paul says, if the dead are not raised, then let us just eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
所以第33节说, 不要自欺,烂交是败坏善行的。
No, he says in verse 33, do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals.
所以弟兄姐妹, 特别是年轻的弟兄姐妹, 或者是你跟外邦人交往, 你的好朋友, 如果是好朋友不信主的, 是他影响你, 还是你影响他?
Brothers and sisters, especially our younger brothers and sisters, when you are socializing and mixing with people outside the church, unbelievers, ask yourself, are you influencing them or are they influencing
you?
We should be the ones influencing the world and telling them the truth, but we are often the ones being influenced and bringing these influences into the church.
所以哥林多教会在33节这里突然间他说不要自欺烂交是败坏善行的，因为这一批人讲说没有死没有复活的事情，因为他受到这些人的影响。
And that's why Paul takes time out in verse 33 to say, don't be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. These people were being influenced by the Sadducees and they were bringing this false teaching into the church.
所以基督徒的盼望是在天上。
The hope of the Christian is in heaven.
所以我们这些人呢, 不要只在今生有盼望, 我们应该知道有永生, 我们的盼望是在永恒里面, 不在今天。
As Christians, we cannot put our hope in today. We cannot put our hope in our current life. Our hope is in the future, is in eternal life.
在美国我们的教会呢，有一个老人团契，我们非常欣赏那个团契，因为那些老人家呢都蛮有天上的盼望，所以他有一个人离开世界，他说：“哎呀，他升职了，什么时候轮到我？”
There is a seniors fellowship group that we have in our church, in the church that we were in the U.S. And I love that fellowship group because they're so full of joy. And every time someone passes away, they are joyful and they say, oh, this person has been promoted. When will it be my time?
你看他们不怕死亡,
they're not afraid of death.
他们的盼望在将来,
their hope is in the future.
是的，我们要预备。 我们有一天所有的人, 年纪大的不一定先去, 年纪轻的可能一撞车就走了, 所以你还是要预备。
And we must be prepared for the day that we will leave. And it is not just the elderly that needs to be prepared, because you never know if you would walk out into the streets, get knocked down by a car and die.
所以这个复活的盼望非常的重要。
So it is so important that we have this hope of resurrection.
保罗也是这么讲, 在帖撒罗尼迦前书4章, 他讲到那些睡了的人, 就说那些比我们先离开世界的人, 他说我不愿意你们不知道, 恐怕你们忧伤, 好像没有指望, 意思说我们的是有指望, 我们指望在天上, 所以不要忧伤过头, 可以忧伤, 不要忧伤过头, 我们应该有盼望。
Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, but we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, referring to those who have already died, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. He's not saying don't grieve. You can grieve, but he's saying do not stay in that grief because our hope is in eternal life.
So 我盼望你 满有这个盼望, 知道我们在世上活着, 主祝福我们, 感谢主, 主如果让我们受苦, 我们就受苦, 为主的荣耀, 但是我们的盼望在天上, 所以我们不把所有的, 的指望放在地上。
And I pray that we have that hope, that fullness of hope. As we're on this earth and as we live, if the Lord puts us through struggle, then we go through struggle. But our hope lies in the future and not here on this earth.
我们很欣赏那些做医生的, 做这个护士的, 做这个医药行业, 他们在照顾我们的身体。 但是呢, 他们怎么样照顾我们, 也没有办法给我们永恒的生命。 耶稣基督就给我们永恒的生命, 所以我们要来看耶稣基督的复活这件事。
And we're thankful for those amongst us who are nurses and who are doctors, and they provide healing medical consultation. But however well they do that, one day we will still die, and our hope needs to be in the eternity.
特别做医生的、做护士的, 你知道每天在医院, 每天都有人死, 你能够, 你能够做什么? What can you do?
Those of us who are nurses and doctors, you will see in hospitals death every single day. What can you do?
So our
hope is in heaven.
So we
want to see today the resurrection of Jesus and the hope that it brings us.
So I want
to show you the outline that we'll have today.
第一呢, 我们会看到耶稣复活的事实1到11节。
Our first point is the certainty of resurrection.
我们只是略略的看过, 我们不会仔细的讲。
And we'll be doing a cursory glance of it.
第一呢, 就是耶稣基督复活的事实。 第二呢, 我们看到复活的重要。
The second point is the centrality of the resurrection.
第三呢, 我们看到主耶稣复活之后将来要发生的事情, 它的结果是什么?
Point three is the consequences of resurrection. What happens after?
那么如果复活之后呢, 这个身体怎么复活呢? 人的身体怎么复活呢? 所以我们要看到复活的这个特点, 它的特性, 新的身体有什么特性?
The fourth is the characteristics of the resurrection. What does the resurrected body look like?
那么保罗在最后他告诉我们, 将来有一个 奥秘就是突然间所有事情都会改变了，他就要告诉我这个改变的事实。Paul
talks about a mystery where in a blink of an eye everything will change, and we'll be looking at the change of resurrection.
那么最后呢, 保罗因着有这样的复活, 就劝我们应该怎么样在世上活着。
Finally, he makes a comment about that resurrection, and because of that resurrection, how should we live on this earth?
所以我们会很简单的来看这一章。
So we will look at it as an overview.
基本上我们要看到主耶稣的复活带给我们的盼望。
What we really want to see today is the hope that resurrection brings to us.
第一呢, 让我们来看复活的事实。
So let's jump into the first point, the certainty of resurrection.
让我们看我们的圣经, 哥林多前书15章1到11节。
Let's look at our Bibles in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 to verse 11.
他说弟兄们, 我如今把先前所传的福音告诉你们，这福音是你们领受了又靠着站立的主，并且你们若不是突然相信就能持守我所传给你的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的第一要紧的呢，就是耶稣基督按照圣经所说为我们的罪死，为我们埋葬，又按照圣经所说第三天复活，并且显给 基法看又给12个使徒看，后来显给500多个弟兄看，大半如今还在，却也有碎了的。第七节，以后又显给雅各看，又显给众使徒看，末了显给我看。我如今到末期的，在这个未到产期而称的一般，我原是使徒中最小不配作为使徒，因为从前逼迫神的教会，然而今日承认的何等的人，是蒙神的恩才成的。 并且神赐给我的恩不是徒然的，我比众圣徒、众使徒格外的劳苦。这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。不拘是我，是众圣徒。我如此传，也如此的信了。
Now I will remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, to one untimely born, he also appeared to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Verse 11, whether then it was I or they, so we preach and so you believed.
这段圣经的重点在讲什么呢?
What is the key point of this passage?
第三节, 我当日所领受又传给你们,第一就是第一要紧, 就是照着耶稣,基督是照着圣经,为我们的罪死, 为我们的罪死, 而且埋葬, 又照圣经所说, 第三天复活了。
You find that key critical verse in verse 3. Paul says, for I delivered to you as of first importance, what's most important, he's saying, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, he was raised on the third day in accordance with Scriptures.
所以主耶稣所做的都是照着神的旨意做的,按照圣经的教导。
All that Jesus did was according to God's will and recorded in the Bible.
所以什么是福音呢?
What are the Scriptures?
Gospel. 什么是福音呢?
What is the Gospel?
那个福音就是主耶稣基督为我们的罪死了,复活,死了,埋葬,复活。
The Gospel is that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he was raised.
我不需要提醒你,我们人有罪。
I don't have to remind you that as men, we are sinful.
因为你常常受到罪人的顶撞,受到罪人的伤害。
You know this because you're often on the receiving end of the hurt and the pain that's caused by sinners.
你看到你周围的人,家里的人,同事,你的亲戚朋友,人犯的罪,你一眼就看出来了。
And you can just look around you at your colleagues, at your relatives, at your friends. When people sin, all you have to do is take a glance and you can see it.
但是你就是没有看到自己的罪。
But you cannot see your own sin.
很多人说,我哪里有犯罪?
A lot of people might say, I didn't sin.
我说,你没有犯罪,等我叫你老婆来就知道了。
And I say, oh, you don't think you've sinned, let me speak to your wife then.
所以你最亲的人看得最清楚。
The people who are closest to you see that sin most clearly. 你说我小小的错,小小的罪不是罪,不是你说了算。神要的是完全
perfection,100%的圣洁。
We are all sinners, but you say, no, my sin is small, minor sins. Who are you to say? Your standard is not God's standard, and the standard of a holy God is complete holiness.
我知道我不是罪人,因为我还没有时间还没有到,因为我还没有机会还没有到,如果有机会有时间的话,我可以成为一个完全你没有办法想象到的一个罪人。
And you might say, oh, that's because I don't have time yet. Given some time, I will be able to become better, and eventually you won't even believe the kind of person I will be.
很多人以为我自己是人,知道那个机会来了,知道那个时间到了,你可以做出一个,我想不到原来我可以做出这样的事情。
A lot of people think that at some point in time they will be able to do something that you won't believe they could do.
人的罪也是一样。 我们犯罪的时候呢,你以为你不会犯这些罪,到后来你发现连这些罪你也犯了。
The point is, a lot of us don't realize that there are some sins that we can commit, and you can't even fathom it right now.
但是主耶稣为我们的罪死了,他为的是要遮去,遮盖赦免我们的罪,他为我们的罪死了,担当了,他又埋葬了,主耶稣神就让他复活了,因为他是无罪的,他是为我们的罪死。
But Jesus took on our sin, all of it, on his body on the cross. And God let him die so that that sin can be punished. But because he himself had no sin, he was raised.
然后呢,复活,你怎么知道他复活啊?
So he was raised. How do you know that?
因为圣经告诉我他复活。
Because the Bible tells me so.
但是你要知道,这本圣经呢,是神的话,你要知道这本身是第一手资料, first hand, 他所记录的,不是听第二手,不是第三手, 这是真正使徒写下来,在你手上, 所以这一本圣经非常的宝贵。
This is first hand information. It is God's word and it was written down by the apostles who witnessed these things. And so it is extremely precious.
很多时候你手上拿了一本书,可能是柏拉图或者别人写的,但是经过人家很多层,但是这个是原本使徒们写的,我们有在我们的手上。
And often we hold historical texts and literature in our hands, and whoever it may be Plato or whoever, but we realize that all of those is passed down. Here you have a first-hand account written by the apostles.
保罗自己说,他第三天复活了,复活了之后,他给彼得看, 然后他又给12个使徒看, 后来一次给500多个人看, 一起看见, 这500多个保罗在这边讲说, 其中大半, 超过一半的人还活着, 你去查查看。 要讲这句话不容易啊。
Paul says that he appeared to Cephas, he appeared to Peter first, and then to the 12, and then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time. Paul even says that most of them are still alive, and for him to say, make a statement like that is not flippantly done.
所以这些人如果他随便写作, 这些人都死了,我们没有的见证, 这些500多个人全部在这里, 你们去查查看, 可见这个是证据啊, 这个是非常宝贵, 这一章呢是非常宝贵, 非常重要的, 讲到耶稣基督的复活。
You know, it'd be easy for Paul to say, oh, he appeared to 500 brothers, but they're all dead right now. No, he says, he appeared to more than 500 brothers, most of whom are still alive. He's saying, go ask them, check. Most of them are still alive, and they can testify to this.
那么他说,不但是这样,他说他先给姬法看12个使徒,500多个人,后来又给雅各,然后又最后给我,我是谁,以前我是杀害基督徒的,连我都信了,你看,这个是最好,你做敌人替你做见证,这个见证是最真的,所以我深信不疑耶稣基督是复活的。
He says, he appears to Cephas, he appears to the 12, he appears to 500 brothers at one time, and then he appears to James, and then he finally says, Paul says, he appeared least of all to me because I persecuted the church of God. He's saying that he was an enemy of Christ, yet Christ appeared to him, and now the enemy of the church has, even him has believed.
所以弟兄姐妹,亲戚朋友们, 一定要相信耶稣基督,相信他是复活的救主。
So brothers and sisters, friends, you must believe in Jesus. You must believe that he is the Jesus, the Christ that was resurrected.
所以保罗写这一段的时候,这个就是复活的事实,the certainty of resurrection.
And that's why Paul writes about this resurrection with such certainty.
让我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
这个复活的道理非常重要的, 所以这个就是复活道理的重要性。
This, the truth or this doctrine of the resurrection is extremely central to our faith.
让我们看12到第19节。
Let's look at verse 12 to verse 19.
他说既然耶稣基督复活了, 第12节说, 既然传基督是从死里复活, 怎么你们中间有人说耶稣没有死人复活的事呢? 若死人没有复活, 基督就没有复活, 若基督没有复活, 我们所传的也是枉然, 你们信的也是枉然, 并且, 显明我们为神做见证, 我们的见证也就是神叫耶稣基督复活, 人, 若死人真的没有复活, 神也没有叫耶稣基督复活, 因为死人如果不活, 基督就没有复活, 基督没有复活, 你们信便是枉然, 你们仍然在罪中, 这就是在基督睡了的人, 也灭亡了, 19节, 我靠着基督, 如果只在今生有指望呢, 我比众人更可怜。
Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. Verse 17. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied.
你听到保罗在讲这段话的时候呢，他的逻辑性很强，而且呢，一句话问一句话，一直追问下去，因为这个是非常重要的。
Do you see that as Paul is saying this, he's got a logical thought to it, and he just comes one statement after the next.
所以这边讲什么呢？他讲到复活的重要。
Here he's talking about the centrality of the resurrection.
如果耶稣基督，如果死人没有复活，耶稣基督就没有复活。如果死人没有复活，我们传的就是枉然，你们信的也是枉然。
And what he's saying is, if Christ had not been risen, then our preaching is in vain. If our preaching is in vain, then your faith is in vain.
那么如果主耶稣没有复活呢？我们基本上是骗子，我们传的，我们做见证也是枉然。
In fact, if Christ was not risen, we are misrepresenting God. We are lying to you.
如果耶稣基督没有复活呢？死人没有复活，耶稣基督没有复活，你们仍然在罪中。
If Christ was not risen and we are not, we will not be risen, then you are still in your sins.
如果耶稣基督没有复活呢？一切在以前死了的人也没有救了，都是灭亡了。
If Christ had not risen, those who had died.Have also perished.
如果耶稣基督没有复活呢？我们这些人啊，我们这些基督徒啊，比众人更加可怜。
If Christ was not risen, we, of all people, as believers, are most to be pitied.
这些问这么多问题是为什么呢？
Why did he ask so many questions?
因为复活非常的重要。
Because the resurrection is so important.
很多年前有一个记者，他是一个医生，后来做记者，他说。你要攻击基督教呢？最重要的就是攻击证明耶稣基督，没有复活。
Some time ago, there was a doctor who later became a journalist, and he said that if you want to attack the Christian faith, attack and ask what the evidence is of Christ's resurrection.
所以他就花了很长的时间，其实他花了20年研究。就是要攻击基督教，把整个信仰推倒。
And this man spent over 20 years building his argument to attack Christianity on that front.
但是到最后呢，他做完他的工作之后，他写了一本书，叫做《一本写不出来的书》。
And after that 20 over years of research, he finally wrote a book. And that book was, the title was a book that cannot be written.
因为他推翻了自己的证明了耶稣基督的复活。
Because the irony was in all of his research, he was so fully, his position was so fully refuted, and he was so fully convinced that Christ indeed, was resurrected.
所以弟兄姐妹，主耶稣复活对我们非常非常重要，所以你一定要明白，而且要深信。如果你深信的话，你就有盼望。
Brothers and sisters, it is so central to our faith.That we believe in the resurrection of Christ, and if you do, there is hope for you.
所以我们看到第一点，第一大点就是复活的事实；第二大点就是复活的重要；第三呢，我们要看到主耶稣的复活带给我们的结果。
So our first point was the certainty of resurrection. The second was the centrality of that resurrection. Our third point is the consequences of resurrection.
我们看第二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
他说，当基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人的初熟的果子，就是说他是种田的，你知道，他第一批出来的果子就是那个样子，是怎么样，后来的都一样。既从一人来，死人复活也是从一人来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人都活了。
Verse 20 to 22 says, But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And the first fruits here is a farming or agricultural analogy. Basically, it means that the first fruits that are born by the plant, everything else will follow in the same fashion. For as by a man came death, by a man has also come the resurrection of the dead.For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive.
所以在这里他告诉我们，主耶稣从死里复活，怎么可能呢？有可能，因为众人都因为亚当死了，但是因为众人因为耶稣基督的话呢， 信耶稣基督可以活，你看到这个就是他所讲的事实。
So Paul asks, how is it that man can be raised? And his argument here is that, of course he can, if in fact sin and death came into man through one man, Adam. In the same way, life can come into man through the words and the life of Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督就是第二个亚当。
Jesus Christ is the second Adam.
然后在二十三节给我们一个很重要将来要发生的事情，可以说是将来复活的次序。
And in verse 23, it gives us something that is the very crux of that future resurrection.
所以因为耶稣基督从死里复活呢，将来呢，人都要按照自己的次序复活。
It says, but each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ.
你看二十三节，他说初熟的果子是基督。以后在他来的时候，这是属耶稣基督的。
In each, Christ the first fruits, and then at his coming, those who belong to him.
你看到吗？耶稣基督，然后属他的人就是基督徒。
This is the order: Christ first, and those who are his, which are Christians.
然后你在二十四节，再后 then 末期到的时候，耶稣基督要将一切的执政掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神，因为耶稣基督必要做王，等到他把一切的仇敌都放在他脚下，尽末了的所毁的仇敌就是死，因为经上说万有万物都伏在他的脚下，既说万物都伏了，且明是。那叫万物服的就是神，不在其内，万物既附在他脚上，那时只要在自己附在万物附他，叫神在万物之上为万物的主。
Verse 24 to 28, then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed isDeath. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet, but when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that he is accepted who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all.
基本上很简单，这个东西我讲很简单的说，第一，耶稣基督复活，神使耶稣基督复活。
So let me simplify this. Essentially, what he's saying is, first, God caused Christ to rise.
我们这个就知道，这个就是 Easter Sunday， 这是复活节的复活，耶稣基督从死里复活。
And we know that that's what happened on Resurrection Sunday.
但是将来我们死了的人呢，主要使我们复活，这个是属他的人的复活。
But then in the future, those of us who have died, God will raise them as well.
那么这个属耶稣基督徒也要复活，但是之后呢，还有第三个是耶稣基督要统管世界，统管世界就是我们相信的千禧年。到那个时候呢，主完全做王之后呢，主要连最后一个仇敌胜过最后仇敌的时候，把所有的国救恩的计划不是单单救我们，耶稣基督来的目的是要拯救世人，然后呢，要完成神的旨意呢，要把整个世界交回在神的手里，父神的手里。
And so his plan is that after Christ is raised, those of us who have died in Christ will also be raised, and then at the very end, the enemy will also be destroyed. And we know that at the very end of the millennial, death itself will also be destroyed.And this is the plan, but the plan isn't just that those of us here will be raised, but the plan is that for the entire creation to be given back into God's hands.
神创造世界的时候，神说人要统管治理管理这个世界。
When God first created the world, he said for man to rule over the world.
但是人犯罪了。
But man sinned.
但是耶稣基督来的时候再一次拿起这个，然后呢，统管世界之后，把这个世界交回给耶稣，交给父神，这个就是完成神原本的旨意。
When Jesus comes again and he restores creation, he will give back that restored creation into the hands of God and to bring everything into its to full circle.
所以有这么大的盼望，所以我们 肯受苦，所以接下来保罗在29节到30节，我们肯受苦，我们可以受尽这一切呢，就是因为耶稣基督以将来要做王，所以我们愿意受这些一切的苦难，我们最终要得胜，所以我们不怕，我们愿意受苦。
Now if we have such a great hope, it is why from verse 29 onwards Paul says that we are willing to suffer, because we know at the end when all is complete, we will have that hope.
来到二十九节。
So we arrive at verse 29.
大家等就是等二十九节。
And we're all waiting for this part.
因为这一个是圣经里面最难的经文。
Because this is one of the toughest passages in the Bible.
你看二十九节说，不然那些为死人受洗，将来怎么样呢？若死人总不复活，为何为他受洗呢？我们为何为因何时刻冒险呢？弟兄们，在我们基督耶稣里指的是所夸的是激励的说，是天天冒死。我们若日我们当日像寻常的人在以弗所同野兽战斗，那是有什么益处呢？死人如果没有复活，我们就吃吃喝喝，明天要死了。所以不要自欺，不要滥交善，会败坏善行的。所以你们要醒悟，不要犯罪，不要不认识神，这是讲话叫你们羞耻。
Otherwise, what do people mean by being baptized on behalf of the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why are people baptized on their behalf? Why are we in danger every hour? I protest, brothers, by my pride in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die every day. What do I gain if, humanly speaking, I fought with beasts at Ephesus? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Wake up from your drunken stupor, as is right, and do not go on sinning, for some have no knowledge of God. I say this to your shame.
所以很多人基督徒特别是在解经的时候，哎呀，什么叫做为死人受死，而且为死人受洗，就是说 on behalf, 就是说代替死人受洗，或者是为死人受洗，到底什么意思呢？
As a lot of people try to explain this, we wonder, what does Paul mean by being baptized on behalf of the dead?
但是有一解经家说有60多种讲法。
Some Bible scholars say there are 60 different types of, more than 60 ways you can interpret this.
所以从原文、从文法、从各方面都可以解，但是呢，我们知道这件圣经非常难解，很多东西我们不知道，但是我们要抓紧我们所知道的。
Now there are so many ways you can come at this, and there are many things we don't know. But there is one that there are certain things that are certain to us, and we need to hold on to those things.
第一呢，有这个摩门教就说，你看，我可以为死人受洗，或者我代替死人受洗，这些是一些异教徒异教所讲的。
And there are certain heresies that have come forward from this.From weird interpretations of this. For example, the Mormons believe that you can in fact be baptized on behalf of those who have already died.
但是我们知道，第一，受洗不能够救一个人。
But the fact is, we know that baptism doesn't save.
主耶稣钉十字架的时候，旁边有一个强盗，强盗没有受洗吗？他主耶稣说，今日你就在我在乐园里面。
When Jesus was nailed to the cross, the thief next to him,who believed in him and to whom he, Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. That guy wasn't baptized.
那么而且你受洗呢，你一个人受洗都救不了自己，我还为你受洗，根本没有办法救你。
Fact is, even as an individual, you get baptized is insufficient, is inadequate for you to be saved. How can you be baptized on behalf of someone else who has already died?
所以基本上我们应该解释这段圣经呢，不要想得这么难，就是说那些基督徒啊，他受洗是为什么？因为他知道将来他有一些耶稣同死同葬埋葬同复活，将来有这个，很简单，就这样。所以我们不用去花太多时间讲这个东西。
Essentially, what it's saying is that believers have died together with Christ and will be raised with Him in the future.
那么洗礼只不过是一个 testimony, 是一个见证，我们将来耶稣一同死，我们将来耶稣一同复活，就这样，没有说。我为这个死人这个代替他受洗，没有这回事情。
Our baptism is a public declaration of our faith. It is as simple as Christ died and we died with him. He will be raised and we will be raised with him.
所以我相信当时的人受洗也是受到很多的逼迫的。
And I believe that at that time, those who were being baptized were face major persecution.
所以这里他说，这受洗是这样，那么第三十节说，我们时刻冒险也是这样。所以上下文都是讲说，将来我们碰到这么大的问题，我们还是愿意去做，因为我们知道有盼望。其实整章就是在讲这个。
And that's why it motivates verse 30 where he says, "Why are we in danger every hour? And despite that danger, they went forward and proclaimed their faith publicly."
所以你看到吗？如果没有盼望，没有盼望，没有，就我们吃吃喝喝死吧。因为做来做什么？因为有盼望，所以我们可以坚持，可以忍耐，可以 persevere。
He's saying that if there is none of that hope, if I don't have that hope in the future, why should I bother going through all this pain now?
所以有这个盼望，你才可以忍耐；没有盼望，你是绝对不能忍耐。
It is because of that hope that's why we can endure the pain now.
来到三十五节
，and so we arrive at verse 35.
他说：“死人怎么可能复活呢？带什么身体呢？”
He says, "But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? What kind of body do they come?"
所以我们就这个来到我们的第四大点，就是那个复活的一些复活身体的特征
，which takes us to point number four, the characteristics of the resurrection.
我们看三十五节，他说：“或有人问，死人怎么复活呢？带什么身体来呢？无知人啊，你所种的若不死了，就不能生。而且你们所种的不是将来的形体，不过是籽粒，例如麦子，或是别样的谷。”若神随着意思给他一个形体，叫并叫他各等的子粒各有自己的形体，凡肉体各有不同，人是一样，兽是一样，鸟是一样，鱼是一样，天上的形体有天上的形体，也有地上的形体。天上的形体的荣光啊，地上的形体也是荣光。日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光，这星和那星的荣光也是有不同。
Verse 35 to verse 41 says.But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? You foolish person, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel, perhaps of wheat or of some other grain. But God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body. For not all flesh is the same, but there is one kind for humans, another for animals, another for birds, and another for fish. There are heavenly bodies.And they are earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly one, of the heavenly is of one kind, and the glory of the earthly is of another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For stars differ from star in glory.
整段就是讲说，天上有天上的身体，地上也是，这两个是不同的身体，你不要混为一谈。
And essentially what he is saying is that the earthly body is different from the resurrected heavenly body. Do not confuse the two.
就好像鱼有鱼的身体，鸟有鸟的身体，地上有地上，这是完全不同的世界，有不同的身体。
And he's given examples from the natural world where he says fish have their own body, animals have their own body, saying they are different.
就好像种子嘛，种子要死，要在地上死了之后才那个种子是一个形体，死了在地上之后长出来的另外一个形体跟原本的形体是不一样的。
Paul also gives the example of a seed, and a seed goes into the soil as a seed in the form of a seed. It dies only for it to spring out life as a plant, and the forms are different.
来到四十二节。
And we reach verse 42 now.
四十二节就是我们把盼望到荣耀的身体，这个就是我最喜欢的经文了。
Now,Verse 42 talks about that resurrection of the dead and that hope, and this is my favorite part.
因为他来到这边的时，他到将来的荣耀的身体，就是我盼望得到的身体，跟今天很不一样。
It's my favorite part because I know that that resurrection body is going to be glorious and it's so different from what I stand in today.
我知道我不是世界上最好看的人。
Now I know that I'm not the world's most good-looking person.
不过我 promise 你将来一定会很好看。
But I promise you I will be very good-looking in the future.
我很盼望那天的到来。
And I am looking forward to that hope.
So I'm not deceiving myself. 我根本没有自我欺骗，我知道我不是很好看。
I'm not trying to deceive myself here. I know where I stand.
不过我有信心将来一定很好看。
But I know in future I will be.I will look great.
你看四十二节，所种的必是朽坏的，复活的必不朽坏的。所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。所种的是血气的，复活的是属灵的身体。
So is it with the resurrection of the dead? What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown in a natural body, it is raised in a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body.
这边你看到一个就是他们的对比。
We're constantly seeing in these verses a contrast.
一个是会朽坏，一个是不会朽坏。
One that is perishable and can decay, the other isn't.
啊，你知道吗？我为什么有盼望呢？因为我们的身体不断的在朽坏，我们不断老了、死了，最终一定会进入那个盒子里面的。
Our bodies are constantly decaying every day, and eventually we will enter that box.
所以你不要欺骗自己说我不会死的，一定会来的。所以你应该从心里知道，我有盼望，我不怕死。
So don't fool yourself into thinking that you will never die. One day, that is an inevitability. Do not fool yourself. One day you will die.
我们心里心是一心，心里面心是一天。我们每天都是心，因为将来主要使我复活。所以我现在这个身体，反正我都不要，不怎么好看。将来有的更好看的。
But we have hope every day and every morning we have that renewed hope. I may not look very good right now and I may struggle in my own body, but one day I will have this resurrection body.
四十三节说，所重的是羞辱，这样复活的是荣耀。这边想 honor and dishonor。今天我们可能 dishonor， 不过将来是全部都是荣耀，不会不荣耀的。
See in verse 43, it says your body is sown in dishonor, and it is raised in glory. And maybe today you are in that dishonor, but one day it will see glory.
所重的是软弱，复活的是强壮。
What is sown in weakness is raised in power.
啊，今天我们会生病。今天我们会看医生，将来我们是完全不需要医生，所以医生你会失业的。
Today your body breaks down and you fall ill. Tomorrow you will have a body of power and will never fall ill. And so, doctors and nurses, you will be out of a job.
还有呢，那些们做化妆品的也不用了，将来一定很好看，化妆品不需要了。
Also, those of you who are involved in the cosmetics industry, we won't need that in the future.
第四十四节说，重的是血气，复活的是属灵的。
In verse 44, it says, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body.
意思说，现在我们这个血气是指这个肉体会犯罪，将来我的身体呢，将来我们在复活的荣耀身体是不会犯罪的。
And this talks about the sin of the flesh that we currently live in. But in the future, we will have a body that doesn'tproducing.
所以我们接下来45到这个49节基本上是又在强调两种生活，一种是地上，一种是天上。
And the remaining passage talks about two types of lives, one that is earthly, the other that is heavenly.
我们看48节，那属地的是怎么样，属地的那个从属地的也就怎么样，属天的是怎么样，凡属天的就怎么样。我们既有属地的形状，将来也有属天的形状。
Verse 48 says, as was the man of dust, so also are those who are of the dust. As is the man of heaven, so also are those who are of heaven.
你看第五十节。
Look at verse 50.
五十节就是出现一个很重要的这个奥秘，以前的人完全不知道，现在突然间出现在这个是一个很重要的经文。
Verse 50 is a mystery that no one before this knew.And it's being revealed here.
你看第五十节，弟兄们，我告诉你们，血肉之体必不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。如今我要把一个奥秘告诉你，我们不都是要睡觉，都乃是都要改变。就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒吹起的时候呢，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的；我们也要改变，要必成为必朽坏的，要成为不朽坏的；这必死的要成为不死的，这必朽坏的要变成不朽坏的，这个必死的就变成不死。那时经上所记死被吞灭了的话就应验了。
Verse 50 to 55, I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.Nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. when the perishable puts on the imperishable and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?
所以保罗现在告诉我们一个属天的奥秘。
Paul is telling us a mystery.
这个奥秘是什么呢？要改变。
What is this mystery? This mystery is change.
所以这个就是我们的最后第二个大点。第一点就是这个复活的事实、复活的重要、复活的结果、复活的特点，这个是复活的改变。说将来一个时间到的时候呢，所有的人都要改变。
This change is our fifth point today. So we've gone through the certainty of resurrection, the centrality, the consequences, the characteristics. Here we arrive at the change of resurrection. And he's saying that at some point in time, we are all going to be changed.
所以我们相信有教会被提这件事情。
And so we believe in the rapture of the church.
有一天在神的时间到的时候，那个主耶稣再来的时候呢，他要使死人复活。
And when Jesus comes again, he will cause those dead in Christ to rise.
那么这些活着的人呢，我们要一起被提到天上去。
Those of us who are still alive will also be raised up with them.
所以在第52节说，在一霎时、眨眼之间、号筒末日吹起的时候，这号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。你看到吗？
And that's why he says in verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed.
如果你到那个时候还没有死的话呢，你不用经历死亡，马上就改变。我们今天还没有到的人，我要经过死亡之后将来复活。但是如果你在那个时候还没有死的话，你连死亡他马上跟你改变，你马上到天上去了。
If at that time when Jesus returns and you are still alive, then you do not need to go through the passage of death to be raised. You will be raised in an instant.
这个是一个奥秘，这是神的话告诉我们的，不是我们想出来的。
This is a mystery and it is told to us by God's word. It is not a figment of our imagination.
所以到那个时候呢，五十五节说：“死啊，你的毒钩，你的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？”意思说。将来死亡被吞灭，遭完死亡被，所以死亡呢？耶稣基督胜过死亡之后呢，就不再有死亡了。
And that's why he says in verse 55, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh death, where is your victory? Oh death, where is your sting? And he means that at that time, even death has been overcome by Jesus.
所以来到五十七节。
And so we arrive at verse 57.
这个是最重要的，感谢主，感谢神，我们现在借着主耶稣基督得胜了。
He responds and he says, But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看到吗？主耶稣的复活使到我们将来我们也像他一样复活，所以我们的盼望是在将来的复活。所以今天呢，因着耶稣基督复活，我们是有盼望的人，不要怕死，不要怕。不要怕蟑螂，不要怕这些小小的动物啊。
So brothers and sisters, do you see that the resurrection of Jesus is the reason that one day we too will have that hope of resurrection? And so do not be fearful, live with hope, do not fear the things of the world like roaches and all of that.
我们在耶稣基督已经得胜了。
No, we have hope and we have victory in Jesus.
所以最后一个保罗就劝告我们，怎么这个劝告？如果你有这个盼望呢，你应该什么呢？你所以，亲爱的弟兄，五十八节要坚固，不要动摇，要常常竭力做主工，因为知道你的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Now Paul makes a final comment on what this resurrection life looks like. In verse 58, he says, Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
这个非常重要的经文。
This is such an important passage.
主耶稣的复活带给我们盼望。
The resurrection of Christ brings you hope.
这个是荣耀的盼望。
It is a glorious hope.
我不知道你今天碰到什么问题。
I do not know what problems and troubles you bring to church today.
这一切都要过去。
But even these things will pass.
因为我们的盼望是在天上。
Because our hope is in heaven.
在主那里。
It is with God.
所以我们满有喜乐。
And so we should be full of joy.
所以我盼望大家看，如果我比你早走，我比你早死，你要看我脸上的笑容。
And so I want you all to see, if I die before you do, I want you to see the smile I leave on my face.
因为我要离开这个世界到主那里去，这个是好的无比的，这个就是我的盼望。
Because I'm leaving here to be with my God, And that is far better than what I have here.
这个就是我们永恒的盼望。我盼望这个就是你的盼望。
It is the hope of eternal life, and I pray that that is your hope too.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this wonderful message. And we pray that we will not leave church today unchanged by this truth. For Lord, you have raised your Son Jesus, and because of that, we look forward one day to that resurrection ourselves. Father, we pray that for those of us who believe in you, that we would look past the circumstances of our current lives, that we would look past the pain that we may feel in our bodies that are decaying, that we would look past the trials and look towards the hope that we have in the future, Lord. It is in your resurrection that we find that hope. And we pray that, Father, we would live lives that are changed, that we would live lives that are full of joy. For those who do not know you yet, those who are among us, Lord, we pray for them that, Lord, they will receive this truth and they will worship you, that they too will partake in this eternal life that you have given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.